of this program this morning here on the big Bison Game Day, football game day program, ESPN College Game Day in town, of course, and the Bison game coming up later today at 2:30 p.m. kickoff against Delaware State. And you can hear that football game right here on the Mighty 790 KFGO with Scotty Miller calling all the action. Just a few minutes left, Barry, in this segment. We went long in the last one. But you were telling me before we came on the air that zebra mussels, that's the ones we all hate. That's the ones that they're getting the lakes, and it's not good, really.
And it's the front page of what we've got going on in our region.
Yep. You were telling me that a little-known fact, I didn't know it, that as the temperatures get cooler in the fall, zebra mussels can survive longer out of the water. You know, in the summertime when it's hot, you give them, 3 to 5 days out of the water, and they're pretty much going to die off because of the
heat. When you get temperatures that are over 70 to 75 degrees in a dry environment, a zebra mussel will kind of survive in that dry environment somewhere around a 3 to 5 day period. You know, you really have killed a really high percentage in about three days here, but you get up to five and you've kind of really put in a safety margin to where you've accomplished 100% mortality rate on anything that might be attached to your boat, to your fishing equipment that you've taken out of the water. But what's kind of alarming and is real necessary for people to realize, we get into these cooler fall days and you start having, you know, days that top out in your 50s, the survival days for a zebra mussel in a dry environment get just about up to 30 days. Jeez. So you have to be extra careful here with the aquatic invasive species and make sure that you clean your equipment and you're well aware. And, you know, you probably don't want to do a lot of lake hopping, you know, and go into different lakes day after day and be real aware and use that pressure washer, use what you can to be able to clean your boat off and make sure you get it dry and keep it out in an environment that's going to assist you in not spreading invasive species.
What have you heard from this summer? I know that there was some new infestations that we learned about. Lake Lyda around here is probably the most notable one, and that means it's going to be in other lakes as well, and they're spreading. But what have you heard about the fight against zebra mussels this summer, Barry, from the DNR or anybody else? Anything new that you've heard?
Well, and there's a number of lakes that I know that have had first reports, let's say fishermen that have brought in what appears to be a zebra mussel. And what happens in the DNR is then they go out to confirm that before it's officially designated as an infested body of water. And there's some other lakes that are in this area that they've had divers out and trying to confirm. They haven't been able to confirm something that was a first report. I mean, it's real important for everybody to work together to try to slow this down. I'm not going to stand here and say that here's the formula to be able to stop it, but certainly the University of Minnesota having a significant investment with the Lasard Outdoor Heritage Council and starting up this Aquatic Invasive Research Center, that's our hope long term. You know, in my opinion, that's what we really have to hope with is in a laboratory somewhere, they're going to be able to find some things that will protect our waters in the long term. And in the meantime, we need to try to slow this down as much as we possibly can. So being educated, being very careful, it's different than it has been before. But it's also, I think, as time goes on, it's not that hard to change your time practices. We're not asking for hours and hours of investment and on top of your fishing day. It takes a few more minutes, you know, to practice some of these safe practices that will really reduce the chance of spread of aquatic invasive species. I wish I could tell you it was going to stop it. I don't have the confidence to do that, but I know that we can slow it down. And we need to slow it down so we can give those research centers, those scientifics, those laboratories, the opportunity to be able to study this and come up with some solutions that are going to help protect our waters.
Barry, thank you. Thanks for stopping by. Always glad to have you on the program, and I always want to thank FM Walleyes for supporting this program. Appreciate it.
It's great. Thank you, Mike.
You bet. Barry Chouinard of FM Walleyes here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Need to take a pause. When we return, we'll talk more fishing. I love talking fishing. I could talk fishing all day. We'll do it some more with Corey Askin of The Lake Place next, right here on Mike McFeely Outdoors. He can't even bait a hook.